and the tension on the bench there is unbearable. Paul Maxwell, the physio, with his arms around everyone.
Yeah, certainly, looking down here, there's a lot of jostling for position in the players' tunnel, and the chairman's just edging towards the dugout. He'll be on the pitch very shortly.
He will indeed, as Roman takes the goal kick. I think the referee will blow time in the Rochdale players in the other tunnel for their own sake, if nothing else. Not the Argyle fans would do anything untoward. 20 seconds to go. Coughlin comes over, clears up, and it'll be a throw-in, will it? Yes, it will, to Rochdale. What a night at Spotland. The Argyle fans came here in hope. He's having a word, the ref, with Rochdale players, telling them how long to go so that they can make a quick exit and let the stage belong fully to the Pilgrims. Another defensive tackle, this time by Marine O'Keefe. Another throw, and the referee is indicating to the official on the far side he's just about to blow to confirm Plymouth Argyle are in Division 2. The full-time whistle's gone. Paul Starrack hugs Kevin Summerfield, and Jeff Hutchinson, with a broad smile on his face. Not often you see the manager smile. He is at the moment. This comes down with Paul Maxwell and Steve Adams on the field. Pilgrim Pizza, a hug to the chairman from the manager, together with the vice chairman Peter Jones. Nationwide league officials go out towards the centre circle. Some Argyle players have come onto the pitch as Rochdale's playing staff go on with their heads down and enforce the team as far as they're concerned, because they still have an interest in promotion. And now a swarm of Argyle fans coming onto this pitch, and the state of the pitch, they'll probably make it flatter than it was before. And it is a total scene of celebration. One fan with a huge bottle of champagne and inflated bottle who shakes the hand of the chairman, Julian Beeson, seems the saver for Plymouth Argyle.
Yeah, terrific scenes indeed, as the Argyle players just leave the field below us. Graham Coughlin's there.
Graham Coughlin, yeah, below us, the first one down the tunnel. And I wonder if the players will come out again. Ian Stourbridge coming down, Martin Phillips, Craig Taylor, didn't play tonight. Ian Stourbridge walking down as well. And these are really scenes to savour for Plymouth Argyle. Mickey Evans and Joe Broad for next. Now Mickey Evans, if you say his name, and looks like Marino Keefe, Jeff Crushington with his spare bottles of isotonics. Lee Hodges getting a pat for the chairman. Well done, Lee. He's looking up to us. John Beswetherick is next. And here comes Roman Larrier, the big man who gives us a wave. I know that doesn't work too well on radio. And listen to this noise. If you're in the Plymouth area, you're a Plymouth Argyle fan, this is noise to savour. The celebrating Argyle fans are right in front of us as one on the pitch, as Plymouth Argyle are in Division 2. And I've just got a sneaking suspicion, Julian, that the players now are going to come up to where we are to wave back to the crowd, because we're on this elevated position right on top of the tunnel.
And that was certainly the case in the final home game of here last season, when Rochdale played against Plymouth Argyle, and Rochdale gave a salute to their fans, and they certainly came behind us. So hopefully that will be the case. We just need to be looking behind us to see whether the Argyle players are going to take a bow.
I'm just trying to lip read with one of the Rochdale officials that are the Plymouth Argyle players coming up here? Not sure. Okay, thank you. So we'll just wait to see if that happens. But the Argyle fans in fine voice right in front of us singing, "We are the champions." And I think this is the moment to savour. I'll just be quiet for a moment and let you hear the full flow of the Argyle fans. Paul Starrack, the next tune to be raised, and the doors are open behind us, so we are expecting the players to come out in front of us any second. If you've been elsewhere other than your radio, let me tell you that they finished Rochdale 1 and Plymouth Argyle 3, and a quick rundown of the goals again. Paul Simpson giving Dell the lead of 55 minutes, but then Marino Keith with a follow-up after a Paul Watton free kick couldn't be held on 65 minutes. Then Coughlin, the leading scorer from a Watton corner on 81 minutes. 2 minutes after that, David Friel and John Beswetherick working exceedingly hard to win the ball back for Argyle, and there was Lee Hodges to get on the end of the cross for the Pilgrims to go up 3-1. Are you watching Joe Kinnear is the song that the Argyle fans are singing at the moment. I think that was the line that came up on Saturday. And the chief executive, David Tall, is coming up. David, do you know if the Argyle players are coming up here on the balcony?
I don't know, actually, to be honest. But I think I'm just going to go down and check. I think they might remain in the dressing room.
Well, I won't hold you up too much, but I just want to know your feelings at this moment.
I'm speechless. I'm stunned. I'm thrilled and delighted. And it's a fantastic championship winning performance.
What about these supporters that are here tonight? What about them?
Absolutely amazing. Somebody's coming.
Well, TV cameras are coming at the moment, but the Rochelle officials obviously know that the players will be coming up here on the balcony because the Argyle fans simply won't go away until they've had a chance to greet their heroes. It is BBC Radio 7 on this midweek sports special at 9:45. And Plymouth Argyle winning by 3-1 here at Spotland. A lot's been a perfect day weather-wise. And we reckon that around about 1,200 have travelled to Scotland from Plymouth today. It was certainly a sea of green and white on the M5 and the M6 coming up here. And looking down there, I can see Carol Rowntree and a couple of members of the office staff and Peter Hall, 75 a month ago. And what a night it is for him to save it. The old pipes going on pitch side. And they've certainly enjoyed their day out today. All the Argyle office staff are here today. Just want to make out if I can recognise any other faces in that mass in front of us. A long line of stewards in front of the Argyle masses, but so far no problems. They're just holding their ground. David Tall, the chief executive, is coming back. Yes, the players are going to come up here by the balcony. We'll try if we can to get a word with one or two of them. Mr. Starrick, we understand, is the first one. Now, you hear this tune when he comes up. Peter Jones, the vice chairman, with a bottle of champagne in his hand. And here comes the Argyle manager with two bottles of champagne. Paul Starrick, the Argyle manager, milks the applause of the faithful. Paul, if Julian's going to try and grab him. I'm sure he can't hear me. He's only about 5 yards away, but with all this noise at the moment, Paul Starrick is going to give his first interview after winning promotion to BBC Radio 7. Paul, many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What did you think of the game after going behind early on?
Well, obviously, I think Rochdale deserved to be going in front, but the boys stuck to the task. And got the game won. That was the main thing.
Some of the players,
their players today, they should be enjoying it, not me.
It is, but you said 86 points was mathematically not enough. Now you can talk promotion.
Yeah, we can. But that's the main thing. Now we've got a big piece of credit ahead of us. Boys have done it.
Thank you very much indeed, Paul. We'll try and grab the two players as well. And here they come, and they're spraying the champagne from right alongside me. Paul Watson, the captain. Oh dear, I'm getting slightly wet. That's the smell in the paper champagne. Paul Maxwell. Paul Watson, the Argyle captain. I'm getting covered in champagne. That's Paul Maxwell. I'm being hounded by about four bottles of champagne from Paul Watson, John Bez Weatherick, and Paul Maxwell. I think I've got some washing to do when I get home, but who cares? The big flags are there. We're going up, it says, from the league sponsors. Paul Watson drinking the champagne. Roman Larrier. Roman, you gave away an early goal, but once Argyle got back into it, there was no doubting the result.
Can you... I think we stopped 3-1 away today because we wanted to win this game. So of course, it's a very good game. We knew that we'd score. So in the end, 3-1 we are up. We're 5-1 clear now. So I'm happy.
And your first season in English football, promotion.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I'm really happy.
Well done, Roman. He's a very happy man indeed. The players are still on the balcony with all these Argyle fans. My notes and my broadcasting equipment is absolutely absolutely saturated in champagne. I've got a massive cleaning job to do, and the colleagues will look slightly, trying to a brave smile. My colleague from Radio 5 Live alongside me, but he looked at me and then gave a sort of brave smile. Jason Bent had his arms in the air alongside Paul Maxwell, Ian Stonebridge, Lee Hodges and Paul Watson. And there's the manager's son, Blair Starrett. Blair, how did it feel to be involved in that tonight?
First promotion for me. I've never been involved in this, you know, growing up or winning anything. I nearly won it with Brechin last season, but this is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
Your dad's not one to show too much emotion, but I
think... Well, on the bench a wee while ago, he was showing a bit of emotion, but he was still winning the 3-1. And then all of a sudden, he's never seen it. Just clock ticked down and I've never seen him like this for a while.
What's the plans tonight? Are you going straight home?
Well, we're not getting home till about 5, I think. Well, I'd love to go stay home, but I think we'll get a few drinks, maybe.
Well, I think we've already had some, but none of it would have
done that. I can see that. Cheers, thanks.
Thank you very much. That's Blair Starrett, the manager's son, who... I'm worried about all the computer equipment from the journalist that's beside me because it's probably not doing it too much good at all. But Plymouth Argyle selling themselves as best they could in this marvellous atmosphere at Scotland tonight, and I think that they're just about ready to consume some bottles of champagne without wasting them too much. So we'll try and get a word with one or two others if we can. We're going to hear from Torquay United in just a moment in their St Luke's Bowl match tonight. We want a word with the Irishman, Graham Coughlan, because the top scorer has done it again. Graham Coughlan, many congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, thanks. We've got to go and win it now. The hard work is just beginning.
What about that goal you scored tonight? You were just left, weren't you?
Somebody's done his best to try and keep it out. 10 for me, top scorer. I'm over the moon, delighted. Going to enjoy me night tonight.
What a better word for these supporters.
Oh, they're brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I hope they come out in force at the weekend and the next home game. Cheer us on to win this league.
That's going to be a belter against Bristol Rovers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. It'll be tough. They're all tough from here on in. But we're going to fucking... We're going to go and try and win the league.
There we are. That's Graham Coughlan. I think his emotion is coming through there. He's apologising profusely. And the song going up again from the Argyle fans that there is only one Paul Sturrock.
One of the most memorable nights that you've been watching Argyle, Gordon.
Indeed, and typical of Argyle fans. They're walking off now, going back to the stand to their exits. All a very orderly fashion. And you've got to hold your hands up to the way that Argyle supporters have behaved tonight, because it could have been a situation that was uncontrolled. But the stewards were very calm. The Argyle players came out and milked the applause, and the Argyle fans impeccable to the end tonight. They're making their way slowly off the pitch, and that has to be applauded. But you look at the game earlier on, Argyle were certainly meeting their match against Dell, who took the lead in this game. But when they got the equaliser, you could see from the amount of possession there was only to be one team in it, and at last Argyle supporters could look forward to being back in Division 2.